Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, friends.
Hey, friends.
It's good to see y'all.
Me and TJ just hanging out. Making reads.
Yeah. Doing what radio people do.
That's right.
Beautiful day.
It is.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's supposed to be spectacular.
Mm-hmm. So Lindsay has a sick child. And weren't your children just sick, Lindsay?
But yeah, they've been sick. They've had the flu.
Yeah.
1st of February. So here we are again. But I was actually just saying, this is why I can't say anything about it. The other day, I was like, we've actually had a pretty good year. They've only been sick one time. And here we are. I'm never going to say anything again.
Yeah. You can't say stuff like that without knocking on wood, of course.
Of course.
If you knock on wood, it's fine.
Exactly.
And I always say knock on wood, but I don't actually knock on wood.
Yeah.
You know, maybe open up your windows. Bless you, TJ. I know you're not a fan of opening your windows. It might help just air things out a little bit.
Yeah, Jody says, let the germs out.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what we always thought.
Or maybe just don't send them to school because everyone's disgusting.
Well, yeah. Maybe that too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just nasty.
Do you think you're getting sick because you said you couldn't stop sneezing earlier?
I thought that yesterday I was getting, but it could be allergy. You know, we don't.
Yeah.
This time of year is rough, so who knows?
I know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was worried you were trying to blame that on me.
Oh, no.
Because
oh,
I've been God, sick. No. But your children are the ones. I mean, they're little petri dishes.
Yeah.
Please. And I started Nasonex because I do that every spring and fall. Mm-hmm. And I was in Bible study. I can't believe I didn't tell you this. I'm sitting in Bible study, and all of a sudden, I'm like, is my nose running? Bleeding.
What?
That's how dry and, like, allergic and the Nasonex and just everything. And I never have nosebleeds.
Bleeding in
I'm
Bible
so
study.
Embarrassed. I'm like looking like a druggie in the Bible study. Bless it.
Wow. So, there's another one, Riggins. Nosebleeds.
Nosebleeds. Great.
Well, that was the first nosebleed I think I've ever had. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, that's how it happens. Things just start falling apart.
Well, we know that. Turn 40 and there you go.
Corns and bleeding noses and
corns.
Don't you have corns?
Oh, bunions.
Oh, bunions. Right.
So much better.
I knew it was a vegetable.
But you got your bunions fixed, didn't you?
I didn't get surgery, but I got, I think you had actually sent me this one time where you wrap your foot in it.
Oh yeah. A long time ago.
Long time ago. Mm-hmm. I did that and it actually worked. I mean, I still have
What's
them,
next? But. She's like, I got tractor back. It's like, what? How did you even manage that?
I might have. What is that?
Sitting on a tractor too long as a farmer.
Oh, well, I have bad posture.
Well.
But I mean.
She has dancer's posture.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. Well, and from when I sit, I don't sit up. I need to sit up. You know, I think everybody has that problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they make things that you can wear to correct your posture.
I know, because my mom used to always say, I'm going to slap a brace on your back if you don't hold your shoulders up.
Yeah. Rob had some back issues there for a while. He looked like a shrimp most of the time. He was just like all hunched over. So he might have something that could like straighten you out a little bit.
My daughter has. She ordered it from the internets to help you with your posture.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I need that.
She was all over the internets.
Love that.
Getting it. She ran everywhere.
I need it too because the heavier you are up top, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It pulls your shoulders down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My 600 pound life up top.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get it.
Mm-hmm. That's why Riggins likes girls who walk slumped over. Just weighing them down.
Yeah.
All right. So yesterday we had a fun yet disgusting conversation about dinks. And if you don't know what a dink is, then you're going to find out in today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, I'm Riggins, and I'm not a foot freak like those weirdos on the internet, but I am a freak about footwear. My dad sold socks for decades, and I know everything about feet. I'm not kidding. And now I'm super excited to tell you about Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Tico socks are designed for all your adventures, running, walking, hiking, skiing, cycling. Experience the comfort and durability of Tico socks on your next adventure. Head over to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ to save 15% off your Tico socks order.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
What is a dink? And why are they such pitiful people in a lot of instances? Riggins brought in some information yesterday, and it's today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins show.
There's a guy named John on TikTok, and here's what he posted. If you're over 35 and you're married and don't have kids, what do you guys even fight about? Give me some spousal dink drama. I want to hear it. Now, if you don't know, there's an acronym that's become really popular in the last couple of years. It's DINK, D-I-N-K, dual income, no kids. Yeah. And it typically refers to millennials generally that are married but don't have kids.
Yeah. And have decided not to have kids.
Sometimes.
And they talk about all the great things in their life they can do because they don't have kids. They're annoying. Most of the time,
anybody that's outspoken is kind of annoying, though. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. And I talk about that all the time on my podcast.
But that is an interesting question. Like, you're married, you're over 35. What do you guys even fight about if you don't have kids? Well, people responded in the comments as dinks themselves. The number one topic that comes up, can you guess, TJ?
Money.
Pets. Oh. Who loves the dog more? One person said. Alternatively, who the dog loves more?
Oh my God.
Or my husband says he thinks I'm not strict enough with our dog. He's wrong and the dog agrees. That was the number one.
Yeah.
So.
See? Annoying.
The second most commonly debated topic is food. He buys too many bananas and then promises he's going to make banana bread, but he never does. That's an argument that comes up a lot. Mm-hmm. Food-related arguments. When I want a sweet treat and he doesn't want a sweet treat, but then I don't want to have a sweet treat alone. Yeah, get into a fight about that.
I can't even fathom any of this.
He once promised me he would give me the super spiced and chewy heart of every cinnamon roll he bought. Turns out that was a lie. I bring it up a lot. So food also up there. Chores. He folds the towels wrong. We're going to have his and her dishwashers in our next house. So, that exists in married couples with kids, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it just shows that if you've made it you're just saying, I don't ever want to have kids because life's better without kids or whatever.
Yeah.
It's because you're too immature.
Clearly.
You're too immature to be a parent to a real human.
Yeah, that maybe you don't want these people having kids.
I don't want to eat dessert alone.
Yeah.
I mean, you kidding me?
Now, here's the most ridiculous one. Sleep. Even though dinks get way more sleep than people with kids, the fact that he falls asleep so easily and then snores, she calls it a sleep bragging. Like, you're snoring. You're just basically rubing it in. I mean,
did a 5-year-old write this? I can't.
Yeah. I like the thunderstorm sound on the white noise machine at night, but she demands the lightly flowing river. We get into arguments about that as well. Mm-hmm. So those are just some of the arguments that happen in dink relationships. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
You love that, right?
Oh, so, so wonderful.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is. Social media. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So when you post videos on social media, all the social media experts will tell you, you got to hook them within a second or two. Because really, when you think about when you're scrolling on your phone, if it doesn't get you right away, you're on to the next one. You really got to catch them in an instant.
Yeah.
And the attention span's super short. It's like after 7 seconds, 80% of your viewers have dropped off. They say 85% of people watch YouTube videos without the volume on. There's a lot of rules when you're posting on social media, especially videos.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a great tag, an opening line on a video that I want to see more. This one hooked me in and kept me there. A woman gets, she's sitting in her car and she opens her phone. And she says, I lost 255 pounds eating on a calorie deficit diet. Here's my Wendy's order. I am locked in. I've got popcorn. Tell me everything. You lost 250 pounds just eating on a calorie deficit, which I'm assuming means
you burn more calories than you take in,
which is the golden rule for weight loss. You've got to burn more calories than you're taking in. So I thought, oh my gosh, 250 pounds. What is your Wendy's order? And it's not a salad or a baked potato. She was going Baconator.
The best.
I knew that was your favorite burger.
Oh.
Medium fry. It's not her favorite fries, which I understand. I don't know that I need a large fry from Wendy's. They're okay. Yeah. Vanilla frosty.
Mm.
Every once in a while, she'll do a baked potato, butter, sour cream, chili. Yeah. But that's a great order from Wendy's.
But she works out, and that's probably one of the, I mean, if not the only meal she eats in a day. The other meals are just no calories.
Maybe.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe.
Uh-huh.
And I follow a lot, too, that they're in the drive-thru. They say, follow me for calorie deficit. I've lost 200 pounds, and I'm on my GLP-1 journey. And people don't understand that. It's Ozempic.
Oh, right. GLP-1 means, Ozempic, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anybody that refers to it as a journey, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm
totally.
Just gone.
I'm on an intentional weight loss journey.
Yeah. They could call it a hair growth journey. And as much as I would like the Jesus to give me my hair back, I would still scroll by because they called something a journey.
Yeah. See ya.
Now, Lindsay, have you ever had a Baconator from Wendy's?
No, but I'm about to get one today because that's all we talked about, I feel like.
Yeah. Get the son of the Baconator.
Son of the, that's what I'd get.
Yeah. And that's just a smaller Baconator? Uh-huh.
Yeah. But that's what I always get is the son of a Baconator.
I typically don't like bacon on a burger if it's overpowering, so it must be the right amount.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I'm not crazy about bacon on a burger either.
Yeah, I never order it unless it's a Baconator.
Really? It's that good, huh?
Yeah.
And why not just go full Baconator instead of Son of Baconator?
Because the Son of Baconator fills me up.
Does it?
Yeah, and I'm so dainty, Riggins.
Yeah, you are. You're just going to blow away in the wind.
I don't need those extra calories.
Feeble.
Yeah.
People are whispering. They're really worried about you. You're getting so skinny.
I know.
I thought I should tell you.
But I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I just, I've been fasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's something you'll never hear me say is I'm worried about you getting too skinny. You know what I'd say? What are you doing? Send me everything you're doing. I'm never worried.
You look sick. I want to know what you're up to.
I heard your knees hit together the other day when you were walking. Tell me your secret.
Tell me.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I no kid you. in the least here. Before we came back on the air, Rob was sounding like the biggest food snob in the world when he said we were talking about fast food. Regan said, "You only get chicken at Taco Bell, right, Rob?" And he goes, "Now." And then what did you say about the beef?
The beef is no good to me.
His beef is no good to me now. The beef is no good to me.
Well, so you used to like it?
Right. When I was a kid, I would only get the three taco meal. That was the only thing I would get. And then they came out with the chicken quesadilla at the time. And I was like, game changer. I'm not getting this beef ever again.
Which is crap. Yeah. Chicken quesadilla is crap.
So they hot take. Yeah, so they haven't changed anything about the beef. You just were introduced to the chicken and you never turned back.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, if I get a combo, like a chicken quesadilla, and it comes with like a beef taco, I'll eat it. It's just the chicken is superior.
Oh, no. And I am the complete opposite. Like, if I want to get chicken on something, then I'm on a diet.
Yeah, right. 100%.
Yeah. The only reason I would get chicken at any fast food place other than chicken nuggets is if I'm on a diet.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The worst thing you can ever hear in life is like, limit your red meat.
You know? Taco Bell. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, and the chicken quesadilla is just not that great. It's just so dry. Bad. Yeah, I mean, it's just not
the chicken quesadilla. So I'm going to say it sucks. I'm going to just say it.
I love that.
My husband gets it, and I'm like, what are you, five? It's terrible.
I know. That's what I think. I think most of the time quesadillas are kids' food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're always on a kids' menu.
Yeah.
It's this big. Like, it's flat as a flitter. Like, what are you doing?
That cheesy gordita crunch, though, is
please
perfect.
Stop it.
Fire. Fire.
I get that. I get that, but sub chicken.
See, that's weird. Rob, you have a problem.
I'm going to assault you, Rob. How about that?
But you've never had it then with beef, though, because they didn't have that when you were a kid.
No, but I've had the beef one since then because it's available as a reward on the app when you go so often. Oh. So I tried it again.
This is a reward.
Yeah. I hear Gordon Ramsay talking like that all the time. This is crap. Oh, it was a reward? Then never mind. Enjoy.
Oh, yeah. You're a frequent customer? Perfect.
Yeah. And I don't know. People used to say things like, well, that beef has sawdust in it as a filler or whatever. I don't care.
I don't care.
Who cares?
You can put toenails in there, Frog. If it tastes good.
You can put hair.
Growing up, you'd hear it's cat meat. You know, people would always say something. Perfect. It's delicious.
I don't know what they're doing to that cat, but it's delicious. Yeah. They got the right seasonings.
Yeah. And I'm if I start just going down and I want to try this or this, if I'm, you know, it's really going crazy on Taco Bell, but then I've realized at the end of a big order that it all tastes pretty much the same.
Yeah.
So if I'm in my right mind and I'm not, you know, speaking through hunger.
Yeah, sure.
Or alcohol.
I'm just a cheesy gordita crunch, maybe two.
Yeah.
And beef soft taco, no lettuce on any of it. Right. And then that's my order.
Well, what I do is I get the cheesy gordita and then I try something new and I always regret it. I'm like, why didn't I just get two cheesy gordita crunches? That's the way to go.
But then always get two and then try something else and then you still have two.
That's true.
As a safety net.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Well, this I don't think has ever happened where Riggins has taken a day off because he wasn't sick and not being sick. I can't remember even since he was an intern of his missing a day just to miss a day. He's gone to spend the weekend with his brothers for a bros weekend.
Bros. Uh-huh. I've never known him. You're right. On the way here, I was thinking he's never taken a vacation day or anything.
Yeah. Outside of the vacation that we all take together. Yeah.
He's good for him.
Yeah. I know. I was so happy. And then we have this thing called Extra Extra Funny, which is a podcast that you get when you subscribe to our TJ Riggins Plus. And yesterday I was asking him about his trip, and I said, now, where are y'all going? Yeah. And, you know, he's so guarded about all of his personal business. Mm-hmm. He acted like he didn't even want to say the town. Like, he didn't. He didn't say the specific town.
And there's
he
no goes, girls just going. Like
a,
just...
No, and he goes, somewhere, you know, in South Carolina between here and Atlanta. Yeah,
yeah, you know where.
Because then I just kept asking him because I was interested, and I'm happy for him. And I'm glad he's doing it. And I think he was getting uncomfortable just with my line of questioning about what are y'all going to do? Will y'all go out to eat? Will you eat in? You go to the grocery store?
Yeah,
you know how when you get to a place like that for the weekend, you go to the grocery store, and if you're staying in a house, he goes, "Oh no, we won't cook." My oldest brother says if he goes on vacation, he's not eating in the house. I said, "Well, but snacks and things that." I don't know. He's just like very generic about all of it, like they're up to some heist or something.
I mean, wouldn't that be funny though?
Yeah.
It's so weird though. And then when I ask him about like a girl, even a friend, he shuts completely down. Uh-huh. Nothing personal in his life. I mean, mm-hmm. but it is weird that they're his brothers and that, it's
just. Yeah, he just didn't like I would have been saying, well, I always do. I'm going to my friend Mark's place at Emerald Isle this weekend. I'm going to da 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 da.
Yeah.
He just, I guess, you know, some of that comes from working with Ace for so long.
Yeah.
Because Ace would get mad if you didn't tell every bit of your personal business on the show.
Absolutely.
Because he looked at everything as being content, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you had some personal going on, then that could be content drama for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the youngsters coming along would figure that out, and then they would just keep everything secret.
Oh, I remember.
And, you know, Ace was bad to tell a secret.
Yes.
Even if he wasn't supposed to say it on the radio, he would say it.
Yeah. Was I not supposed to say that? No. Yeah.
Bless him.
Yeah, so we weren't saying the name of my ex-girlfriend at all on the show, and Ace just blurted it out one day.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, Rob, you and Meredith were, but he didn't even realize until after he said it, somebody pointed it out. Hey, remember, he didn't want to say her name yet.
Yeah.
Because that was a whole weird thing you missed, Lindsay.
Oh, yeah.
Rob was hiding his relationship from his niece.
Why?
Because his niece and Meredith were best friends. And he thought it was awkward because his niece would feel weird about it. I mean, it was crazy.
What a drama-filled soap opera.
I know. So I can kind of see where Ace would be like wanting to jump on that.
Confused, but, mm-hmm. Yeah, that is kind of, that's confusing.
Yeah, and then we used to have a guy that worked for us, I think, pretty sure, he would pull the young people aside and say, if you don't want it known on the radio, don't say anything about your personal life or whatever. So Riggins is still, after 20 years.
Yeah, I get it, but it's a little different now, and, you know, we can.
Unless he's doing a heist.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
Most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
All right, Lindsay. Let's get this over with.
Oh, no.
All I've heard since I wasn't here the other day and Riggins did the show with you and Jody.
Yeah.
Is that how fun it was. Riggins had games. All right. Yeah. So I've got a game. Let's get it out of the way.
Okay.
All right. Now I found this social media account that listed all these celebrities and said whether they were rude or nice in person.
Okay.
So you have to guess whether the celebrity is rude or nice.
Okay.
Reese Witherspoon.
Nice.
Nice. Demi Lovato.
Oh, nice.
I would have guessed rude, and they say she's rude.
No, she's rude.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Chris Evans.
Rude.
Nice.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
This is the only one that I missed. Sylvester Stallone.
Rude.
Yeah, they say he's rude.
Because I would think you would think nice. So.
Yeah, and I bet they say that because they don't like his political views.
Are they?
But you got to figure it's a Hollywood Reporter type sure. thing. Sean Penn.
Rude.
Yeah, probably the rudest.
Oh.
Paul Rudd.
Oh, so nice.
Nice.
I love him. Yeah. He's my fave.
Alicia Keys.
Oh, rude?
Okay. I could tell that. Has anybody ever seen her smile Mm-mm. or laugh?
No.
I haven't.
And those songs, real sad.
And she's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I really think she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Hate her accent. Mm. Hey, y'all, it's Alicia Keys. Mm-hmm. And then they have her doing voiceover commercials, too, like for AT&T or some company.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. Mm-mm. But yeah. And I should tell her if I ever see her, because women love this. So I'd say, you know what? You need to smile more.
Yeah.
All right. Ursher. Is Ursher rude or nice?
No, he's got to be nice.
This is Ursher is rude.
Rude?
Yeah. We've interviewed him before, and he was nice.
Oh.
But they say he's rude if you, I guess you encounter him outside of work or whatever.
Maybe it's because he's got those good abs.
Okay. Here's one. Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, got to be nice, right?
Yeah. He's
okay,
nice.
Okay, cool.
Sally Field.
Oh, so nice.
Rude.
You're kidding.
Yeah, they say she's rude.
She's an old lady now. Mm-hmm. She can be nice.
Mm-mm. Adam Sandler.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He dresses like he's nice. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Was Whitney Houston rude or nice?
Oh, rude.
Rude.
Yeah.
Rude.
Was it the drugs? I don't know, but...
Mm. I don't think so.
No?
I think she was rude all the time.
Okay.
She's from New Jersey, isn't she?
Yeah, then.
They're all rude.
Makes sense.
All of them. I'm kidding. Anne Hathaway.
Rude.
No, they say she's nice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay.
Ariana Grande.
Oh, I've heard rude.
Rude.
Yeah.
Rude.
Uh-huh.
Matt LeBlanc, Joey from Friends.
Gotta be nice.
They say he was the nicest one of the cast.
Yep.
Yeah, even nicer than Chandler.
Oh wow! Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Nice.
Rude.
Rude.
Yeah, I would have guessed he'd be rude to people too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not a warm fuzzy. Yeah, Kesha trying to hug him and he's like, "No, thank you. No, thank you." But I blame him for that. He didn't know who she was.
It is Kesha.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, rude. Or nice.
Nice. It says nice.
No, I would have thought he would be nice.
I would just say crazy.
All right, last one. Jennifer Lopez.
Rude.
Rude. Rude.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Reagan's app. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
So tomorrow is going to be a big day in Statesville, North Carolina. Lindsay will be at R. Gregory Jewelers from 10 to noon. Is that right?
10 to noon. Yep. And if you feel so inclined to donate to Peyton's Promise, I am taking donations.
Mm-hmm.
Cash, check, card, anything you got.
Money order.
Certified check.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what you really want to say is, the reason people are going to come is because you're going to be there, because all the people have DM'd me constantly. TJ's going to be there, right? Like, hey, no, I'm going to be there too, guys.
Yeah, you sound like Jody.
Yeah.
She's always living in my shadow.
Always.
It's got to be difficult.
It is. It is, because I'm the one that they can approach without security. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we'll probably be there about 11. You know, it takes Jody a while on Saturday mornings to get up and around because of those Friday night benders.
Those champagne benders.
Yeah, by the time she gets through throwing up and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
There are some people who are posting online about their partner's weirdest thing that they do at home. Like there's a woman who says that her husband sleeps like a vampire with his arms crossed over his chest. Can you imagine?
No.
How weird that is? Wouldn't that be something the first time you ever spent the night with him that you look at and said, I can't do this anymore. That's too weird.
Yeah. I did think of something Kyle does. He uses, since I've been pregnant, he uses my pregnancy pillow, which is strange.
Well, yeah, like, she's not pregnant now, but since she got pregnant the first time.
Yes. Since, so it's been, what, 3 years? Uh-huh. He's used the U-shape, you know, the U-shape pillow. Yeah. Isn't that strange?
Uses it how?
Every night to sleep in the bed.
Like he hugs up on it or something? Like a body pillow? Uses it as a body pillow?
He figured out when I was done with it that it helped, like it just helps his back. I don't know. It's weird.
Does he use your sitz bath and everything?
The pregnancy underwear, yeah. The whole nine.
Yeah. No, the donut, everything.
Yeah, so that's strange.
Sitting on the donut.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
I know.
I don't do anything weird.
Nothing?
Ever.
Should we get Jody in here?
No. Jody's been in here enough. Trust me. There is another woman that says that her husband eats dry tortellini right out of the bag while in bed.
Oh, no. That'll crack your teeth.
Like that's what he snacks on.
No.
That's gross.
That is gross. Well, and it hurts, right?
I don't know. I've never used already made tortellini. I would never.
Or like just like dry. Yeah. No. Like a spaghetti noodle. Stuffed?
No, I don't. I make my own pasta every time I don't bother with it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, from scratch, all of it.
Sure, yeah.
I actually go to Italy to do it.
Oh, every day.
They have better flour there.
Yeah.
Pasta flour is what it's called. Now, this doesn't seem bad to me at all. This is it. His wife takes Oreos and a tall glass, stacks the Oreos about three quarters way full in the glass, and then fills that with milk, and then waits about 5 minutes, stirs it into a slurry, and eats it like soup.
I'm down for that. Give me a golden Oreo with that. Yeah.
An Oreo smoothie.
Yeah, that's solid.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Only the hard-hitting questions here on this show. Riggins is out today because he has gone to meet his brothers for a bros weekend. And since he's in the, 20 years he's worked with us, never taken just a fun day off from work. Never.
It makes me so sad.
Never, ever. And he's probably today, there's a part of him that's probably worried about missing stuff, you know.
What do you mean a part of him? It's his whole existence. Yeah.
But so we were asking, or I was asking this tough question, you know, these big life decisions on people. I asked Lindsay and Rob during the break if they prefer Slurpees or Icees. And what was yours? You said you liked the icy better, Rob. And then Lindsay said, are they the same thing?
Right. And I don't know the answer to that.
They actually are the exact same thing.
Okay.
Because Icy owns both.
Okay.
7-Eleven just has a copyright on the name Slurpee. So that's why they call them Slurpees.
Gotcha.
But if you did a side-by-side taste test, they would be the same.
Okay.
It's the same type of ice, the same everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I must have had one when I was younger. It's not something I would get now.
Oh, I love Icy's. But I used to be the, you know, Icy is the best of all of them, better than Slurpees, better than, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But they're the same.
They're the same.
Mm-hmm.
What am I thinking of that was like Coke flavored and it was super, it wasn't like bigger chunks of ice. It was like real fluff, kind of fluffy.
You're thinking of an icy?
Yeah, is that a night you drank it through a straw?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an icy.
Icy,
or a Slurpee, or QT stores have them on the wall, the frozen drink machines. But now, I don't think they're icies.
Are the Slurpees as fine as the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's exactly... So you may be thinking about a snowball.
Maybe.
You get a snowball or the real finely shaved ice, and You eat it with a spoon, like a snow cone.
Oh, like a snow cone. Yeah, yeah, I like those. Mm-hmm.
Those are usually fruity, fruity flavors. Invented in Louisiana.
Oh, those are the best.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the when you're a kid.
You call them snowballs.
Snowball, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Snowball. Everything. What am I thinking of that's a snowball that's like coconut, which I know you don't like, but.
Are you, or do you like about, are you thinking about a snow cone?
No, no. I'm thinking of the other thing. That's a dessert. That's like a snowball. Wasn't that from Louisiana, too?
You mean the Hostess snowball with the coconut, the pink and the coconut and all that? No, that was just a Hostess product. I don't know if it was invented in Louisiana.
Called snowballs. I don't know.
Yeah, but you're right. I wouldn't hit a dog in the butt with one of those.
Yeah.
I don't like coconut.
Yeah.
But if it didn't have the coconut on it, I'd probably eat it.
Yeah.
Because it's just sponge cake with filling in it, right?
And I think the marshmallow holds marshmallow, the coconut.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so okay. Take it's off the coconut.
Not a sponge cake, a marshmallow.
Well, no, sponge cake, then marshmallow, then coconut. It's like a lot of layers.
Okay.
Yeah, the marshmallow fills it up.
All right. So it's a basically pink diabetes.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. It probably causes lots of diseases later in life.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, see, we're solving the world's problems.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There has been a tragic story, or almost tragic, with a young lady almost being eaten alive while delivering a pizza. We'll fill you in on it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.